Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is the place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms. Hello, ladies. Welcome back to my Love HQ podcast. This is my Resistance Radio, where I'm going to be teaching you a completely new way to approach love, dating, and relationships, and strongly arguing that the way that you've been taught to approach it in the past has not served you. It has not helped. It's like the difference between trying to operate in a system that's designed for guys and actually thinking, you know what, in the nicest possible way, the technical term, fuck this shit. I'm going to recreate love on my own terms. So if you're struggling, you haven't found anybody that you like for ages, you seem to always pick the wrong people, maybe you just feel unhappy or lonely, oh my God, you are in the right place. We're going to fix this and I'm going to get you to feel great and so much more in control of everything that's happening around you. Joining me today on the podcast is the lovely Leanne Bubbly. She is a fellow YouTuber who's come to stay with me for a few nights in London. She's also a dating coach specializing in body language. Hello, Leanne. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Hayley.
So before we get started, I have to say, now, if you're looking up Leanne is this, she's just lovely to be around. She's legitimately cheered me up. She's been living on my mezzanine floor for a few days.
And I'm having the best time of my life right now.
And it's been, and her energy is awesome. She's completely cheered me up. And she's so wise. It's crazy. I actually got her to come down to my Hayley Quinn Club for Women, women's meeting, Midsummer Meet yesterday. And there you are. I was like, oh my God, we have a new sister to join the sisterhood. This is so awesome.
I was feeling the love. Definitely the place to be if you're looking for that boost in your life.
Yeah. So what I want to say is, obviously, you're pretty young. How did you get into this and how did you get so wise so quick? Because Leanne is brilliant, underline brilliant, at engaging with people, about being tactile, about listening very effectively and reading people.
I think, there is no shortcut to, building that knowledge. It's really about meeting the most people possible in your daily routine. And I really swear by networking events. I literally went to 3 networking events every single week last year, and I did that for a full year. So by the end of the year, you have a contact emailing list or page for more than 1,000, 2,000 people when you do it right. And you really build that knowledge, you really build that awareness, and you really know how to communicate efficiently with people as you do it more.
And Leanne's also a bit of a badass about approaching guys. Just going to throw that one in there. We went out. So if you guys haven't checked it out already, obviously I have a YouTube channel. There's a whole women's advice playlist on there with loads of really interesting videos at Hayley Quinn XX on YouTube. Now, we decided, we were like, I kind of have this bone to pick, right? Where it's like, well, why should it be that, it's nice if a guy, it's lovely if guys approach us, right? But why should they have to approach us? We should obviously, if we want to, be able to approach them, I think. And there shouldn't be a judgment against us for doing that. Also, kind of like, why is it okay in the Western world that we meet people via online dating / dating apps / when we're drunk? And that's that's normal. And yet, speaking to someone during the daytime is seen as really abnormal. To me, that's back to front. I was like, surely when we're the most sober, everyone is the most normal, it's in broad daylight, we're not separated by technology, that's when we get the best judgment call about who this person is. And also, I know for you women that are listening to this, I know you're annoyed at online dating because, they have all the chat online and then you meet them and it's like, ugh, and they can never compare to that guy that you met once in real life, you had the super spark with. I know that's your situation. So why I'm big on opening up towards the possibility of beginning conversations And it's not that all of them have to go anywhere. It's just good, again, to feed in, just like that network event, feed into that idea that actually there is a big open world out there, and to actually bring joy back into your life as well. Like, if you're, I think a huge thing for women is, you know, we have some bad experiences, like really bad. Like, sometimes I hear stories and I'm like, oh my God, I don't believe you did that. And it's easy to get jaded and actually withdraw so much. You don't engage. You just don't engage with the outside world. And you kind of forget there's so many more people to meet. There's lots of people that are lovely people. There's lots of people that will treat you well. There's good men everywhere. You forget that. So approaching people in kind of real life is like, I know it's like a new frontier for us as women, but I think it's cool. So Leanne and I went to Covent Garden, which is kind of like a more low-rise villagey area in the center of London. And we're just like, we didn't really have a plan for our YouTube video. We're just like, oh, we'll just go talk to some guys. Leanne was brilliant at this. I was like, she was like tearing it up with all this like youthful enthusiasm. And I was there going around like an old dog, like, oh, I can't be bothered. But what we learned is there were some awesome skills there for starting conversations with guys in real life. And obviously you can watch the video in full on our YouTube channels. But what kind of things, because you got a couple of phone numbers, right?
Yeah.
I got a phone number, and this was in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we wanted to see if the guys would actually ask for our phone numbers if we weren't asking for it directly. Yeah. And how can we express that message through our body language?
Right. So how can we give them enough approval and enough social cues that they can then ask us? So that's really cool, right? So it means that you can initiate the conversation, often in a way that's relatively subtle. Although sometimes not so subtle, Leanne. And then if you, then with the right engagement, he can then like, you can flick enough switches in his brain where he goes, all right, I could probably ask for her number. And then he still gets to, you know, like be the guy and ask you out. And then it begins this wonderful back and forth. So you don't actually do anything to disempower yourself. So if you're kind of like switched off from approaching guys now because you're like, oh, but then he's going to think I'm easy or men like the chase, I'll just shut up. That's literally, that is a load of rubbish. It's junk. It's like just not true. And it all that happens, by the way, if you go, oh, I'm going to play it cool, men like to chase, you attract people that are emotionally avoidant, that aren't good at fulfilling your needs.
Absolutely.
Right? That are about as capable. Like, if a guy, you're playing it cool and he really likes lots of distance and he rings you, like, once a week and you see him, like, once a month, and then, you know, and everything about it, he responds to you best when you're being cold and distant. Like, what is that saying about his general capacity for a relationship? It's not saying anything good. So don't go for people that are like a pet rock in terms of being able to fulfill your emotional needs. Go for guys that are responsive when you're responsive to them. That's a much healthier basis for a relationship. So don't hold back. Anyway, going back to the start, so we were able to begin the conversations in quite an innocuous way. And then from that, we somehow got to the point where people were asking our phone numbers. So let's start with what we did to say hello, because we did a variety of different things, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing is to comment on something situational, whether it's your environment or something that the guy is wearing. As an example, one of the guys that I approached had like really hippie clothes and a tattoo all over him. So I was like, oh, you're like a hipster or something, like hippie vibe. And he just stopped. It doesn't really matter what you say. It's just the fact that you make the eye contact and you make a comment about it so he can engage in the conversation with you.
Right. And I think that even if you want to say something really basic, like I was experimenting with like asking for directions to somewhere. It's if you just ask someone for directions, they'll just give you directions. You need to add something in after that. And it makes an astronomical difference to how they react and engage with you. So I would say, oh, you know, I don't suppose you know where this is. You know, I'm running really late for a meeting. I actually live in London. I don't believe I've managed to get this lost. So just by having that vulnerability, that personal expression, adding extra details from your life, it really gives them something to start working with. And it signals to them, this conversation is not over yet. There's, there's room for this to continue. So you can use a whole broad range from something that's, you know, a situational observation. They work really, really well. Or simply asking a question, then adding information into it. Both things are perfectly legitimate ways of starting conversation. You can even, I'm not kidding, I did this as well, walk past someone just by making enough eye contact with them that there was a guy that was on the phone, like some nice silver foxy businessman type. Seeing as I've now, this is also the thing that's really interesting because Leanne's like younger than me. She was all over the kind of guys that I would have totally been into a few years ago, you know, like athletic and tattooed and hipstery and gorgeous and modelly with like man buns. And I was looking at them like, I'm so over that, you know. And even though I'm like my heart is like so broken at the moment, I can't even compute dating. Even I was looking there about this guy, and I was like, oh my God, I can make eye contact with him. And I was like, I just signaled to him, you're on the phone, right? And he was like, yeah, I'm on the phone, but come back in a bit. And we did this all just via eye contact and just me walking past. So here's another little tip that's really useful. If you want to say hello to a guy and you're like, oh God, what do? It's physical movement grabs attention and snaps them out of their being kind of inside themselves and gets them to be aware of you. So if you physically move past someone and you snap their eye contact, in that moment, they're going to be distracted from whatever they were doing before. And you can then use gestures, smiles, heavy eye contact to communicate with them. And then you know if they're responding really well, you can engage in like a non-verbal dialogue, which then means that when you go over and say hello, the interaction already feels really warm and really good. This actually reminds me of the story that you gave on my men's podcast for Attraction HQ about the guy who was making eye contact with you.
Yeah. I mean, eye contact is extremely important, especially when you know the fact that women pick up on body language cues 3 to 4 times more than men.
Oh, this is unsurprising news.
So you really have to be intense and really out there. I know a lot of us females are shy about showing our body language or our interest in the guy. And I think that's a flawed mentality because you are setting yourself up for failure and you're gonna look at, oh.
Okay. Hello. Testing. That's cool. I'll just get this bit chopped out. Okay, cool. Carry on.
Yeah, what's really important is to show our intensity and our interest in guys, and that can translate from, you know, making a lot of eye contact, let's say at least, you know, 70-80% of the time, so that they notice there's something abnormal from the other interaction.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That they have with every other woman. And another thing that I naturally do, and that I'm sure you naturally do as well, is, oh my God, touch the hair, put your handbag down, and get closer to him. When they pick up on all those cues, they can kind of tell that you're interested in them, and it will give them more courage to ask you out.
Yeah, and that's it. I think courage to ask you out is a surprisingly big concept, because particularly in, like, if you're living in Europe or, you know, the UK or America, a lot of the time guys have been told that basically if they want to ask you out or ask for your number or be, you know, sexual towards you, they're being creepy. So guys, and often the best quality guys who are most sensitive to our needs and most conscientious of this, in the virtue of being not creepy, just as petrified of approaching us or petrified of making that move. And honestly, a man's biggest fear is rejection.
Yeah, that's very true.
We fear abandonment. We fear being left. He fears just the beginning of saying hi, like, and then we're not going to react well. So actually heaping on approval is very, very powerful. And we are, as women, we're better. We read all those subtle cues. men actually read bold cues because their body language signals are much fewer than ours, but much bigger and stronger. That's why, even though it might feel like, oh my God, why am I acting like I'm in a L'Oreal commercial? Or like, I'd like never twiddle with my hair. What am I doing? Or even reaching out and touching his arm can feel pretty, to you, it's going to feel like strong. To him, it'll be like, maybe she likes me. It's like, you can almost like reduce the impact in your brain, like take it down to like 10% of what you think it is. And that's what will be getting through to him a lot of the time. If he's, you know, there's a few guys out there who of course are confident with women and blah, blah, blah. And they're all sexy and stuff. Most guys are petrified. Like they're not good. They don't feel intuitively comfortable. They don't know if you like them. So strong body language cues could also awarding approval in what you say. Like, we both had to do a lot of that, right? I think in order to, like, the thing I was doing, I was just throwing compliments out there. I was like, wow, I really like the curve. I was like, I like your mobile phone. That's really cool. Like the mobile phone screen, how it does that thing. Or thank you so much for you've been so helpful. This has really been good. It's so nice to meet someone who's like open and genuine. Oh, you've got an accent. Oh, you're from Spain. How interesting, you know? And genuinely as well, it's also about a mindset of cultivating a mindset where you seek to see the best in people, where you have optimism, where you are liberal at giving compliments and you're not too judgmental and you're not too rigid. In fact, that's a much, if you want to find romance and love, or you want to have lots of great interactions with people just socially, that is so much of a better mindset to be in than one where you're like dismissive, or you're like, no, he did this one thing, so he's not my type, or I'm not sure if I can trust what he's saying, and what if he thinks this of me? Like, you need to fight those mindsets. Those are keeping you trapped. Instead, we want to actually, that enthusiasm, that approval that I'm suggesting that you give to him, I'm not saying like fake it. I'm saying like work to get into the mindset where that becomes more of your natural communication style, with that warmth and that friendliness, and also that desire to see the good in other people. And another thing that I know that you did really well, Leanne, that I know that doesn't come maybe naturally to lots of the women that are listening, you know, the women that I know, like, you're kicking ass in the world, you've got some wicked jobs, you're like absolutely owning it. But then often maybe when you're on a date, it lacks that sparkle, that connection, or you just don't feel very feminine. A big solve to that is actually showing some vulnerability. And that's something that you did, I think, I noticed in your interactions with the guys very naturally.
Yeah, I think, you know, it comes down to being authentic with yourself first and not being scared of showing that, because a lot of us women think that, you know, if we don't show interest, if we're cold towards a man, if we make him chase us, that's going to work better for us. But, you know, as we clearly express in this podcast, it's not about that. It's about knowing what you truly want and going after it. And if the guy doesn't, you know, follow up with those needs, then he's not the good one for you. How do you show vulnerability? I think, you know, kind of saying what you feel or stating what you're looking for. As an example, when I approach men, I would tell them, you know, I'm a tourist in town. I don't really know any places. I'm looking to meet new people. I was showing that I did not have those friends around me, or that I didn't know the area. And by showing vulnerability, men kind of want to come in and be your hero.
Yeah.
And that makes attraction much more successful for you.
Yeah. And it's giving him the opportunity as well to be masculine and to help you out. And like, they really appreciate, like, it's nice for them. It's that they actually enjoy it. And even if you're not like new in town or a tourist, you don't have like a comparable, and you're thinking, actually, I probably know my way around better than this dude. There are other ways that you can create the same effect. Lots of the time people feel like they can't talk, for instance, about a time that they failed at something, or a time they were uncertain, or a time where maybe in the past they weren't so confident, like about maybe it's at school, or, you know, some story from your life which shows that you're not this just like one-dimensional, super strong, badass person. Because like, no one is like that. We all have vulnerability. We all need support. We all need love and nurture and care. And just like Leanne mentioned, unless you can actually give someone the opportunity to listen and respond to your needs, how do you know if they're a good support to you? Like, a lot of the time I hear that women won't express something because they're like, oh, he doesn't want to hear my baggage. That's going to scare him off. And in fact, I'm sorry, but if he's sitting there and he's like not picking up on the cues, isn't showing an interest in your life, isn't drawn towards the side of you that is a little bit more vulnerable, he's not going to be a good partner. Like, he's just not. He's not going to be able to support you when inevitably life gets tough. Because remember, love is not this quest to like pick a perfect person right from the start. It's actually about you both making a commitment to the love, a commitment to the partnership, a commitment and a willingness to communicate, to listen, to support one another, to be engaged with other people's needs. That's what's important. Anyway, if you want to find out more about Leanne, where can they find out more stuff about you? Where's the best place?
They can go to my website, which is www.leannebubbly.com/woman. It's the best way to find me.
Okay, amazing. And also, I always finish by asking four questions, my phone four questions. And you've already had a warm-up because we do the same ones on the guys' podcast. What is the most romantic thing that's ever happened to you?
I'll always say the same thing, is to actually show that you care about someone. When I had a guy, as an example, show me that he understands that I wasn't feeling well when I was not communicating with him efficiently, or when my vocal tonality was at a different pitch. And I think that's romantic. It's showing that you care about someone, coming here and, you know, making the effort to make them feel good. Or as an example, I was saying that I'm a vegan and I was looking for a man that understands my needs to be healthy. And a man would take me out to a vegan restaurant and, you know, make that effort to eat vegan, even though he's a definite carnivore.
And I think that's right, that attentiveness is so important, right? Such an overlooked quality in guys, and so important. How responsive is he to you? How much is he investing in you? Okay, can you give us a little love hack, a tip for making love better and easier?
I think just being completely okay with your sexuality for us women. I find that if you're okay with your sexuality and you don't really need to get approval or validation from other people, even though people are going to judge you all the time, when you're open with it and when you're okay flirting with people, when you're okay looking men intensely into their eyes and kind of giving them that little caress on their arm, that will really make you stand out from every other woman. And I think that's what really will make you successful in your love life.
Right. Because I think actually women, a lot of the time, we've been told to be feel shame around being sexual, right? It's like, oh no, because if you're too it's okay to be a bit sexy, but if you're too sexy, no, that makes you skanky and that makes you not as good as a good woman when behave like that. I literally like, no, first of all, fuck that shit. Secondly, like a woman who's comfortable in her sexuality and her presence and her energy, it's super attractive and it's more you. It's you're in touch with your feminine nature. You know, your feminine nature is not to sit on a shelf waiting for somebody to pick you up. Your feminine nature is to be out in the world, engaging and enjoying everything that makes you female. So do it. Life hack.
Find your confidence first, understand who you are 100%, and then everything else will fall into its place. And I know it's hard to kind of figure out who you are for people that are still trying to figure out your purpose and what you really like, what's your passion. But through that, you just go through experience, you meet a lot of people, you try new things, even if you're uncomfortable with them. I think that that experience will really bring you the answers you're looking for.
Amazing. And final question. What is something that you didn't think was possible when you were younger, but you've subsequently proved to be true?
I always wanted to be a life coach. That's a thing that really inspires me. And I think finding your purpose or your calling, whatever you want to call it, it is really going to put you in a place where you're in peace with yourself. You love yourself 100%. And from that, as I said before, everything will fall into its place as it's meant to be.
Amazing. And I like that, as it's meant to be. When the time is right, the universe will provide. Well, maybe, but you also have to put your own action into it. So listen, look, please subscribe if you like this podcast. If you're down with the message of literally, oh my God, all that dating and love advice that I heard in the past has in fact suffocated me and has trapped me and it hasn't made me happy. And I in fact wanted to enjoy it in a new, more liberated version of love and the future. Please go to HayleyQuinn.com/real love. There's 5 videos there that are waiting for you. It's giving some of my philosophy on love. It's one that actually empowers you as a woman instead of holds you back. So important. Anyway, vive la revolution, long live the resistance, love 2.0 is here. So happy to have had Leanne on the podcast again. So again, please check out our stuff. Check out our video as well on my YouTube channel at HayleyQuinnXX. And I'll be back again next week with another episode of Love HQ.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.